in, his motivation for killing Tommy Lind is so that he could rape the girl. But he's spinning a narrative, this Abu Bakr character. He's now coming up with a new narrative after several interrogations. He has gone back and forth, as they do. And he has, of course, come up with this racism narrative that Tommy Lind was a nationalist and he felt threatened by him because he's a racist. So it seems like someone has whispered in Abu Bakr's ear at some point and told him that this is probably, you're going to get sentenced, but this is probably the best way to get a more lenient sentence. That yeah. If you stabbed a disgusting racist to death because you were scared, then, you know, they might go easy on you. That's what I'm thinking at this point. And then her separating the murder from the rape helps this narrative. It decreases the outcry that people would have. Don't you think?
Yeah, it seems, yeah, like with those things combined, you're trying to say, okay, this guy's not a hero, right? That's what it seems like it's boiling down to.
Mm.
They're trying to say, okay, he's not a hero, and also that, oh, like, he's a whatever disgusting racist, right? And that's what I think a lot of people who don't care about what he did, they're saying, yeah, like he was a terrible guy because he was a nationalist, right? So that just feeds into that crowd, and that crowd can, you know, be crazy and loud, and these are surprising details. I didn't know all of this until I just heard you say that, but that's actually pretty shocking that they're working on that. That's very disgusting. Mm-hmm. to try to disgrace him.
Exactly, because in our circles he has become a symbol for all the victims of multiracialism in Sweden, and he's been used as this symbol of a hero that tried to stand in between this guy raping this woman. And then, like you say, if you separate the two, then he's just a guy brushing his teeth getting stabbed to death. Basically, that's what she wants it to be.